this is an issue I raised at a recent meeting of the MSLETV board. By welcoming the good news of the major investment in Castlebar, there where the old historic barrack site is to become a college of further education, it's great news for me all. But it highlighted to me that we need investment on the site of North Connor College in Tubbocurry. Now, I was a former chairperson of that college there, and it's a great college with many excellent courses such as beauty, business, administration, security, health and welfare. And the college in Tubbocurry sits on a huge area of land where there's great room for expansion. And it's a widely respected and a great centre of education, but it needs increased capital investment. And I believe much more can be done at that site. So I'm hoping, and I've spoke to the executive of MSLETV, to ask them to explore what further resources can be brought in to the college at Tubbocurry there, because we've had recent great news of housing developments in the likes of Ballymote, Tubbocurry, Ballaghy, and that suggests that there's going to be more classrooms needed where we have more people coming into the region. And it's going to broaden the need for third-level education. So Tubbocurry and North Connor College, I believe, need investment, particularly when they have a good site and access to the N17 just outside the door.
And what response are you hoping to receive from the MSLETB or the government representatives after raising this issue?
Well, certainly the executive said they would look at the site and see what can be done there. They have recently just sold some land there to the local community at the other end of the town. So hopefully now that they will be able to concentrate on the North Connacht College facility, where so many young people have gone to the North Connacht College facility and have got a good education and have gone further in their careers. And I think especially when you have ground, they're not land restricted. They have good ground at the back, and some of the prefabs out the back, I know, are set for renewal and development. And I think that's the time that we need to develop that facility for the greater of the South Sligo, and particularly all of Sligo region, because it really needs to broaden. We need to broaden access to third level education and to make it more affordable for the parents and students in this region.